Welcome to Gone Past You, Mishnah Zion. Beit Nisak and Zel, Lefnim, Mizel. Shita Shosar, Masekes, Benim. Somebody has two Nisak, and one inside the other with the row of hair dividing them. The inside neck being the size of a grit, and the outside neck being at least the width of an Adosha. An Nisak is where a neck appears in a bald spot that has developed in the hair of his head or his beard. Niflas Mimako Mecha Tamin. Mishnei Mekomos Tar. Here's some of the hair that divides the two nesakim has fallen out in one place. The inside nesak becomes tummy, and the inside nesak now has expanded. As expansion of a nesak means that the bald spot has become bigger, and since some of the hair that divides the two nesakim has fallen out, the inside nesak has become bigger and is tummy mukha. But the outside nesak cannot become tummy mukha with its expansion, because the hairs that divide the inside nesak and the outside nesak are in the center of the outside nesak, and therefore will stop it from becoming tummy. That black hair there in the center of a nega would stop that nega from becoming tummy mukha. As opposed to the inside nesa, the black hair that divide the inside nesa from the outside nesa are to the periphery of the inside nesa, not in the center of the inside nesa. And the din is that black hair that were present before the nesa appeared would not stop the nesa from becoming tummy mukha if those black hairs are on the periphery of the nesa, only if they're in the center of the nesa. So therefore, the inside nesa has a different din than the outside nesa. Because the outside nesek, those black hairs are in the center of the outside nesek, stopping the outside nesek from becoming tummy mukha. As opposed to the inside nesek, those black hairs that were present before the nesek appeared are to the periphery of the inside nesek and would not stop the inside nesek from becoming tummy mukha upon its expansion. But if the hair that divided the two nesekim fell out in two places, so now that it fell out in two places, the inside nesek and the outside nesek has become one nesek. Since it's attached in two places, we look at the two nesakim as being one large nesek. In such a case, both the inside and outside nesek, this one large expanded nesek, would be completely torn. And now that it has become one nesek, the black hair that divides them, or that originally divided them, is now in the center of this one large expanded nesek. And since the black hair is now in the center of this one large expanded nesek, that black hair would stop the nesek from becoming tummy mukha. So even upon the expansion of this nesek, it would not become tummy mukha. Instead, it would be completely torn. Kamet the hay apirza. Makom stay sarus. How large would the pirza have to be? That which we said, that the hair falls out into two places, making it into one large expanded nesek, that this one large expanded nesek would be torn. How big would the break have to be? How much hair would have to fall out? So that we look at the two nesakim as being one nesak. The mission answers, the makom of stesaris, the amount of space it takes to grow two hairs, if that amount of hair fell out in two places, it's now one big nesak and would be tar, since there is black hair right in the center of this one large expanded nesak. Nifas makom echa kagris tar. That which we just said, that the hair that divides the two nesakim, that some of the hair fell out in only one place, that the inside nesak would be tummy mukhlad. That's only if only a little bit of hair falls out. But if a lot of hair fell out in one place, the amount of hair that takes up the size of a grit, in such a case, the inside nega would also be tar. As when a lot of hair falls out in one place, we look at these two nesakim as being one big nesek, and since it has become one big nesek, it would be tar. Even though the nesek has expanded, now the two nesakim has turned into one. But since there are black hairs right in the center of this new expanded nesek, those black hairs would stop the nesek from becoming Tommy Mukham. Somebody who has a nesek, a nega that appears in the bald spot that has developed in the hair of his head or his beard. And there are yellow hairs in that nesek. Those yellow hairs are Simon Tuma, and he would be Tommy Mukham. No, those Sayer Shachar Tar. But if after the yellow hairs appeared in the nesek, black hairs appeared in the nesek, those black hairs would be Matar as a nesek, and that is a din. That black hair appear in the nesek would stop the nesek from being tamei mukhla. Even though the nesek has already become tamei mukhla, the newly appeared black hairs would be mitar the nesek. Afal pisha halachlo ser shachar tar. Even if subsequently the black hairs disappeared, he would remain tar. As even though the yellow hairs remain, and yellow hairs is a simen tuma, and the black hairs are now gone, he still remains tar. As since, at the point that the black hairs appeared, he became tar. When the black hair subsequently disappeared, he would not become tummy again. But if another two yellow hairs would appear in the nesek, then he would be tummy mukhla. As only the original two yellow hairs that had become tar because of the appearance of the black hair. Those two yellow hairs, even though they remained after the black hair disappeared, were not causing it to become a mukhla. But a different two yellow hairs that would appear after the black hairs disappeared, those two yellow hairs would cause them to become a mukhla, according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Kol Nefek Shetar Sha'achas, Ein Lo Tuma Loil. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, any nefek that has become tar, even for 1 second, would never become tummy again. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon, in such a case that the black hairs appear, causing it to be tar, and then disappear, he would always be tar. Even if subsequently a different two yellow hairs appear in the nega, those two yellow hairs would not be mitame the nega. Even if the nega subsequently expands, and the expansion of the nega is a simen tuma, that nega would not become tummy. And since at one point black hairs appeared in the nega and was mitare the nega, even though the black hairs subsequently disappeared, this nega would never become tummy again, not through the expansion of the nega, nor through another two yellow hairs that would appear in the nega. As opposed to the Tanna Kamma, who says that the black hair that had appeared and then disappeared would be mitare the two yellow hairs that were there originally in the nega. Those two yellow hairs, even though they remain, were not causing to be tamei mukhlad after the disappearance of the black hair. But a different two yellow hairs would be mitame him and cause him to be tamei mukhlad. It says yellow hairs appear after the black hairs disappear. And so too, if the nega would expand after the black hairs disappeared, he would be tamei mukhlad according to the Tanna Kamma. For Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shimon, disagree. He holds that once black hairs appear in a nega, the nega would never become tamei mukhlad again. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol seher tzar shetar sha'achas, ein lo tumaloy. Rabbi Shimon says, any yellow hair that had become tar for 1 second would never be mitame again. The same as the Tanna Kamma said, that the yellow hair that were there originally and had subsequently become tar because the black hairs appeared, those yellow hairs, even though they remained after the black hairs disappeared, would not be mitame him again. And this is what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that those yellow hairs would not be mitame again, but if different yellow hairs would appear after the disappearance of the black hairs, he would become tummy again. So he's in agreement with the Tanna Kamma. So what is the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanna Kamma? Mefarshim explain that the Tanna Kamma holds that if a neg had become tummy through the expansion of the nesek, and after that the black hairs appeared and the nega became tar, if subsequently the black hairs disappeared, the nega would go back to being tummy mukhlad, since it had originally expanded, and that expansion caused it to become a mukhla. And it's only the black hair that will retire the nega. Once those black hairs disappear, the nega goes back to being tummy mukhla. While Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he holds that a nega that has become tummy through expansion, and afterwards became tar through the appearance of black hairs, when those black hairs disappear, the nega does not go back to being tummy mukhla. It would have to expand again, or new yellow hairs would have to appear for the nega to again be tummy mukhla, according to Rabbi Shimon.